Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Anawan Weathersfield football program, the head man over there now, 2007 Aledo High School graduate Logan Willits. The Weathersfield board a few weeks ago approved the hire. Just last week, the Anawan board approved the hire. But this is a perfect transition for you, Logan Willits. I think you told me off the air, 7 years offensive coordinator, so you know what you're getting yourself into over there, right?
Yeah, I'm blessed to kind of be in the situation I am. Obviously, Coach Johnson took a shot with me as a very young assistant coach and kind of gave me the reins to the offense in my second year as a teacher and then my first year as an assistant. And, you know, I've kind of built us offensively from there, but everybody's super familiar with me. I'm super familiar with our population and our kids and kind of the expectations within our program. So it's been a pretty seamless transition so far, and I look forward to that continuing as we get closer and approach the season.
And why does the co-op work so well over there among two proud traditions that have done things well separately in other sports programs back in the day? And I'm talking about recent history. And then they're able to maintain their identity still today in some of the other sports like, you know, basketball and volleyball and things of that nature. So how do you make that complicated relationship work, if it is complicated?
I don't think it's super complicated. I mean, obviously we got kids that are active and involved in whether that's co-op programs or each school's program. And I think one of the things that you said is what strikes me the most, is that each community has a lot of pride in athletics, and you see a lot of success, whether it's boys or girls sports, in both communities. But you also see kids that, you know, that want to succeed and they want to compete and they want to win. Whether I'm talking baseball, whether I'm talking football or basketball, I mean, recently we've had two really, really good boys basketball teams, and they'll battle it out during basketball season, but it's like we're brothers during football and baseball season, which is great, because at the end of the day, they want to win. They want to do what it takes to win. They know that we kind of rely on each other and that it's a little bit of here and a little bit of there to get the job done. And without both schools actively participating and kind of working through everything since the co-op's begun, the success wouldn't have been there. We get a lot of support from both administrations, both school boards, and both communities. And I think that our kids have just kind of, especially the kids that we have now where the co-op's been in place, have just transitioned into understanding what the expectation is. And like I said, when we play together, we're brothers. And when we play against each other, they still act like brothers. Now it's just somebody wants to get the final score.
Yeah, and I know I saw the I was on vacation last week, but I saw the local piece, I think they did, in the Kewaunee Star Courier on your hiring over there. And you talked about, you know, your high school experience and what that meant to you, and how, you know, you kind of knew that, hey, this is something maybe I want to get into. Now, they really didn't elaborate as much as I think they needed to in the piece. So, you know, being from Aledo here, can you kind of elaborate on what that experience meant to you and how that kind of equated to what you want to do now today?
Yeah, I mean, I was very blessed playing in the Aledo High School football program and having influencers in my life like Coach Welter, Coach Hassan, and Coach Thompson, you know, our three varsity coaches who I spent a lot of time with. And like you said, they kind of mentioned it in the article, but I spent a lot more time talking that day probably about the glory days of me in Aledo football than I did talking about some of that other stuff that was mentioned in there, because I think that football and the coaches that I had are one of the biggest reasons I'm in the position I am today. You know, I was able to be pushed and be held accountable and learn what it takes to you know, groom successful young men. I think that's the biggest thing that Coach Welter does is, yeah, he wins a lot of football games, but he helps people become better. He helps young kids become better young men, and I wouldn't be where I am today without him. And then you take somebody like Coach Hassan, and the spunk that he would bring to practice and, you know, to the sidelines on Friday, and his energy was never exceeded by anybody. You know, I thought at times, you know, when we were playing football games that we were pumped up, but I always can remember Coach Hassan being super fired up on the sidelines. And then even somebody, you know, at my position when I was in high school, I spent a lot of time with Coach Thompson, and Neil was a great mentor for me, and, you know, very calm, cool, collected guy. And so I take some bits and pieces from each of those three guys, but I consider myself very blessed to have played football in Aledo, and especially at such a high level. I mean, we went 25-3 in my 2 years, and, you know, played for two state championships. We never walked away with one. But those are the sort of experiences that have led me to where I'm at today. You know, I didn't necessarily know going off to school, going off to college, what I wanted to do. But then the more I thought about it, is I wanted to be like them. I wanted to be able to influence young kids, and specifically young men in the game of football, and show them that the life lessons that can be taught, and still keep that competitive desire within my life. And I wouldn't be here today without any of the three of them, or anybody else that I played with or that coached me throughout my time in the Aledo Green Dragon football program.
Well, and that is so interesting that you bring that up, because it's not one, right? I mean, you mentioned three people there. So you as a head coach, then you know staff, right? I mean, staff is so important, because you mentioned, you know, not just the head coach, but two other coaches in that Aledo program that meant so much to you. And I think a lot of people get lost in that you know, program is more than just one. Program, there are a lot of pieces, and you are only as good as your staff, is what a lot of people say. So you know that going into this Anawan Weathersfield thing as the head man, is what the staff is assembled around you. Now, I know you brought this Schmidt kid back in, who was a head coach at Bureau Valley, I think, for 3 years, which I think is pretty important to have that type of experience. So staff is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, staff's a huge deal. And the one thing I can remember about being in high school is our staff was always on the same page. The lessons that were being taught across the board, freshman year, I played freshman football, and Coach Hoffman was actually our coach, and we spent a lot of quality time as freshmen with Coach Hoffman preparing ourselves. But the lessons that we were taught by Coach Hoffman transcended to when we stepped on that varsity football field with Coach Welter and Coach Hassan. So staff's important, and I think that the number one thing that's kind of happened here at Anawan Weathersfield is we've developed a consistent staff. We're not having much turnover. I have a lot of guys that, you know, as soon as this all started to happen, that I relied on, and I made some phone calls very early, kind of before I ever interviewed and went through the process, to determine, you know, if this happens, are you guys still there to help me out? I know that we were all Brandon's assistants, and everybody that's helped us in the past is going to continue to help us. And like you said, with Coach Schmidt calling on a guy that was an assistant for a handful of years here before he took off to become a head coach at Bureau Valley, and saying, hey, you know, I'd really like to bring you back and give you control of our defense and make you our defensive coordinator if you're interested. And him jumping at the opportunity to come back to us, obviously with some remorse in terms of leaving the kids that he started to develop at Bureau Valley. But bringing him back is going to be huge for us, because he's a guy that our kids are familiar with. Like our Anawan kids, he lives in that community. They know who he is. Our younger kids have seen him around when he used to coach football with us. He's been gone. He was actually gone for 2 years. So he was their head football coach for 2 years and did a great job over there in terms of getting the numbers back up and having some success. And he's been through it in terms of the Three Rivers Conference, and has some defensive adjustments that we're going to kind of make or try to make going forward. But the familiarity that he has with our kids is it can't be it can't be topped. He knows our kids. He knows our kids' families. They know him, and they're very comfortable with him. So between him and then, again, securing guys that have coached here in the past under Coach Johnston, getting a confirmation and a securing of all the guys to make sure they're back, because we want this to be as smooth as possible. We want the message to be delivered from the top, which now is me, all the way to the bottom, and make sure we're all on the same page. And I think that I took the necessary steps to do that, but without a staff, I mean, and a staff that's on the same page, it'd be very difficult to have the success that I would envision So that was important to me when I was thinking about applying and officially got offered the job, is to make sure that I can, you know, portray a very significant message to kids that I'm completely backed by the guys that are I'm going to be working with every single day. And I felt very comfortable with that when once I realized that everybody would be back to help me.
And I know we've talked about your 7 years experience as offensive coordinator, teacher over there at Weathersfield, and then I know you're a head baseball coach now with the Anawan Weathersfield Co-op as well. So, I mean, that's to say you're a new head coach, I think that's a little misleading. But from a football standpoint, I'm curious to hear your response, because I think we're in a really weird time for high school football in Illinois, because I've already heard some coaches kind of starting to talk about, you know, moving ahead with this district scheduling, but then I know there's going to be the counter proposal this fall. I truly believe that for whatever reason, it's not going to happen. The counter proposal will not go through. I know there'll be discussion on it. I think there'll be support of it, but I just don't think that the legislative commission will push that to the ballot, because I think they're going to let it play out. So, you know, I've heard a little bit, you know, background noise about some of these schools starting to look at their, you know, non-district scheduling. So you'll play maybe 7 district games, and then they're already looking at maybe these non-district games, starting to try and piece these together, because we're talking about 2021, and football is such a complicated scheduling mess. How do you view this whole thing moving forward? Now you get, for sure, you're going to have 2 years of the LTC schedule remaining, 2019, 2020. Then you'll get I think the crossover games are still a thing for the LTC and Prairie Land for those 2 weeks that the LTC needs the crossover games. So it's going to be a strange road here over the next 2 years. But how do you digest all of this, I guess?
Yeah, like you said, Illinois football in general is going to be, you know, I mean, a little bit fluid here coming up. We've been in a great agreement with the Prairie Land in terms of getting our first 2 games the last few years taken care of that way, and we've seen some really good teams in those crossover games, whether that's in Elmwood, Brimfield, and Knoxville, or Farmington, and competitive games, great games for us as we prepare ourselves for, you know, our ultimate goal, and that's success at the end of the season and making the playoffs. And in terms of districts right now, we have to assume that that's where Illinois is going. I don't really know my specific thoughts on it. I know that there's advantages and disadvantages and all that stuff, but you, like you said, trying to figure out, you know, 2 non-district games to go along with your district of 7, which could look kind of like the LTC a little bit, take out a couple of the bigger teams and find some teams that are closer to our size. But we've always operated under the kind of the motto that we'll play whoever gets put on our schedule. When they started doing those crossover games, you know, our enrollment's been declining, and we've still been playing a Farmington and an Elmwood Brimfield, which have, you know, more than 100 more kids than us, because we think it's good for us. If we want to reach our ultimate goal within our program, we're going to have to play teams that are like that, and that we think that prepares us as we move forward. So whether district stays on or it doesn't stay on, or we stay in crossovers or we don't, we want to find teams that are going to allow us to compete. And I think that we right now we're in a really good place with that. I mean, this year, our weeks 1 and 2, we're playing 2 teams that went 9-0 in the regular season last year in terms of Illini West and Farmington.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's a great opportunity for our kids to you know, show up and see where we stand. Our enrollment and, you know, our classification will probably be 1A. I think we're sitting about 285 or so. Usually that's pretty solid into 1A, and, you know, Illini West and Farmington, neither one of those is a 1A team. But we'll play whoever. We don't care. I mean, I'm not saying we want to play Oswego East or Loyola Academy or anything like that. But, you know, if we step on that football field, we want to compete. And I think that our current situation has allowed us to do that, with crossovers in our conference being very strong, whether that's a Mercer or a Stark traditionally, and a Prince Hill here the last couple of years, a United a few years ago. You know, everybody's been getting a little bit better as we've gone, and we've had a select or a handful of selections into the IHSA playoffs. since our conference has started, or, well, since I've got here with our conference, I guess I should say the conference has been around a long time. I'm interested to see how it moves forward with districts or non-districts. I kind of would agree with you in the sense that I would think that the IHSA would want to give them a shot, but I don't know. I was in, and I've been updated on all this stuff, but to say I've made any decisions to help vote yes or no for anything like that, that's higher above me. That's a Coach P issue, not a Coach Willits issue.
Yeah, and I guess it is a moving target because it's just a fluid situation. Determining there's going to be another bylaw amendment proposal. I know they next fall, but you know how the process works. You just don't know if it's going to get to the ballot for the member schools to vote. And I think that's why when I say it's a weird time, because you almost have to look at it two ways. Well, or you have to play it both ways. You have to think, well, conference scheduling, we got to keep that on the back burner a little bit. And I know with Abingdon Avon and Knoxville now getting into the LTC, not effective until 2021 after district scheduling comes into play. But then again, well, they get to reverse this thing, and then you got them in play. And then I hear the Prairie Land smaller schools, if conference scheduling comes back into play 2021, the smaller Prairie Land conference schools want the crossover games to continue because they don't want to play the upper end Prairie Land conference schools. So you have all that complicated stuff you have to deal with. All right, as I wrap up now, I don't know if it's my old age and I'm getting forgetful, but looking at the LTC in 2019, is there like a clear-cut elite favorite heading into 2019, or is it a little more wide open than it has been in past years?
That's a great question. From my perspective, I think it's more wide open than maybe it's ever been. I think that there's a lot of teams that are going to have a shot at the end of the year, because I think there's a lot of strong and youthful teams. Quite a bit of the top players from some of these teams last year have graduated, and now you're going to look at, how have teams developed their youth. I know that we only have five seniors in our program total, and we graduated a pretty good class last year in terms of number and even the year before that, but I think it's wide open. I mean, it could be a Mercer. It could be a Princeville. They've had a pretty good run here. It could be Mid-County started to put some things together, and Ridgewood's been more competitive. Could be Kirby at West Central. They've been more consistent since he took over and kind of started to run their offense. At the end of the day, I think I'd put my kids up against anybody, but to say that there's a favorite, I think, would be a very false statement, because I don't think there's a favorite. I think it's going to kind of last all year, here and there. A game with Mercer and Stark is going to be important at the beginning of the year, but a game with Adub and Stark is going to be just as important at the end of the year in terms of deciding where the conference falls. I think my view of the Lincoln Trail Conference is it's going to be as competitive as it's ever been. I think everybody is going to kind of go into the season with some youth and that energy that they want to come out and play for or be competitive within the standings at the end of the year and see if they can sneak away with that championship.
All right, and they're giving the new LTC coach the 9-0 teams right off the bat, Farmington and Illini West. That's a great way to kick off the 2019 high school football season. Well, Logan Willits, congratulations on the head coaching gig, and I know we'll see you down the road, and you'll be putting the ball on the tee here before too long, and the 2019 season will be underway, and have a good offseason, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, Logan Willits, 2007 Aledo High School grad, the head coach of the Titans, the Anawan-Wethersfield football program. Of course, he's also been the head coach already of the Anawan-Wethersfield baseball program as well. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.